We want to stay on markets right now and then bring in Michelle Schneider, our next guest from Market Gauge. She's a partner and director of trading, research, and education. Michelle, thanks so much for coming on today. Really appreciate it. And you sent a great set of notes, and we'll get to those in just a second, but really have to start by getting your sort of gauge of some of the eco data that we got today. PCE coming in at 5.7% for November, the fastest pace in nearly four decades. Consumer sentiment edging up slightly to 70.6. Initial jobless claims unchanged. S&P poised to hit a record close. There are a lot of dynamics up and down there. What do you make of it all?
Well, one of the statistics that also came out today that I found so interesting was that the bottom 50% of the population actually, in terms of wealth, outstripped the top 10%. Now, when I say outstripped, let's be clear. I mean, their gain percentage-wise was higher than the gain of the top 10%, which is great because if you think back of the last year with all the stimulus money and all the new retail investors in the market, it means that people are actually building upon some level of wealth at whatever level they are in terms of their socioeconomic bracket. So I thought that was just kind of interesting. And durable goods was very good as well, which is another sign of potential growth. So if you put everything that you saw today, of course, the inflation is what's going to stick in my head the most, because I still believe that it sort of took a back seat to this little Santa rally we're having here with the S&P 500 near all-time highs. But I don't necessarily think it's going to remain as a backseat play as we go forward. And that's really what I have my eyes on here. We still have a very divided market, a very crowded amount of trades in terms of the S&P 500, a lot of corporate buybacks. And yes, we have retail investors and a lot of opportunity. But from the macro, I'm still a little bit concerned about what happens as we get through the Omicron and then some spurt of growth. And then where do we go from there?
And Michelle, now that we have you here, I have your list of tickers, and I'd like to pull up the Wi-Fi interactive here. Let's go through some charts. We do have the S&P 500 ETF SPY right here, hence my Twitter handle at SPYJared. And you can see it's in a very, very tight channel. All the minor dips were bought. And then you compare that to the Russell 2000 ETF, IWN, very, very different story. After an initial spurt up in January, we had sideways. This is the definition pretty much of sideways trading action throughout the year, with the exception of this false breakout. Oops, right there. What are you making of these two markets?
Well, this is exactly one of the things that concerns me about some kind of initial growth that we get when people realize that Omicron may not be as scary, in that what happens after that in terms of the industrials and manufacturing sectors, and that's what the Russell 2000 represents. So we have probably an incredible opportunity. What we don't know yet is whether it's buying a lot of these stocks that have gone sideways or whether or not it means that we're going to do for a bigger correction. So this IWM hasn't underperformed at this level to the SPY since 1998. So that is significant. So basically what you have to do now is watch this range. And what we've seen over the last couple of days is IWM hit the bottom of the range and dutifully went up with a lot of buying coming in against that support level. And that's where you're seeing a retail investor. And now it's right smack dab in the middle. And if you take a look at a weekly chart, Jared, it just went right up to the 50-week moving average, which it had broken down from. So we're kind of at a key point here going into a long weekend. And it'll be really interesting to see whether or not we get follow through, which way as we go into next week.
And then, Michelle, you're also quite bullish on the transportation sector going into next year. Make the case for that, please.
Well, that is the greatest hope, I think, in terms of economic growth that we see. If we just take the infrastructure package as one piece of that, the other, of course, is exactly what we're talking about. Travel and leisure have been impacted still, even though we've seen a bit of a pop here in airlines. A story came out today that there were a lot of cases of Omicron on the cruise ship recently. And so people are still spooked. Once we get past that, that will really be great, I think, for a lot of the transportation areas that have been really impacted negatively, like airlines. And also, interestingly enough, in terms of leisure, not in transportation, but some restaurants and chain restaurants. Yeah, McDonald's is on new highs, but there's a lot of other chain restaurants that have been sort of floundering. So getting back with travel coming back, there will be an initial growth, and that could be really great for IYT. That's the index that I like to look at in terms of the transportation, I should say, the ETF. Because if we can get through 280, I think there's a good chance, unless something really horrible happens, that we can get up to about 305 to 320 in that index. And that's really where we could see that first major spurt of growth until things even out again.
Michelle, we got time for one more here. I'll give you the floor. Anything among your glorious ticker list that you sent over prior that you'd like to cover here, I will chart it for you.
Well, I'm really interested in the precious metals. I know that they're a subject that people hate talking about, and there's been so much negative press about it. But actually, if you really want to see whether or not inflation is not just peaking over four decades, a lot of people think it is peaking at this point, I think you have to keep your eyes on what's happening with gold, which right now is back over the moving averages, and silver, which is right now starting to outperform gold again. And even though price-wise, they haven't gone anywhere yet, that's where I have big eyes, because if those things start to go parabolic, if volume comes in to the upside, because it's been a sell strength by weakness type of market in the PMs, then I think the narrative could really change, not just from the Fed, but in terms of how people are overlooking this whole idea of inflation and what happens with the economy going forward.